This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol responded to a traffic collision on Brannan Mountain Road, 2 miles west of State Route 96 this morning on a report that a driver was unresponsive. Officers responded to the area around 9 o'clock, and the 76-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. There were signs of a minor traffic collision, but evidence gathered at the scene indicates that the victim's death may have been the result of a medical condition. The cause of death has not been determined by law enforcement, and no other injuries were reported. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP unit conducted an undercover prostitution sting operation in the area of 3rd Street on Wednesday afternoon. The operation came following multiple citizen reports of blatant criminal activity in the area, and in total, 3 people were arrested. Police arrested 18-year-old Florida resident Morgan Vinson, 50-year-old Redding resident Eliza Carlson, and 65-year-old Leanna Duffett. All were booked into county jail on a wide range of charges, including prostitution, drug possession, and providing false information to the police. The Fortuna Police Department is searching for potentially multiple suspects that were involved in a burglary at a Main Street business early this morning. Law enforcement responded to the 900 block of Main Street around 2 a.m., and officers heard movement in the back of the building. Upon entry, a suspect was seen fleeing into a waiting vehicle, and the vehicle sped off and was able to elude pursuing officers. While investigating the scene, a citizen later reported that the suspect vehicle was parked in a driveway and it was towed for evidence. The suspects remain at large and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. This morning, personnel with the County Drug Task Force and the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served search warrants in the area of Maple Lane, following up on an investigation into heroin and meth sales. Agents detained several people at a Maple Lane residence, and a search of the house turned up 13 ounces of black tar heroin, scales, and items related to sales activity. Methamphetamine, marijuana, and a large amount of concentrated cannabis was located as well. The search resulted in the arrest of Nancy Burks and Tracy Walden, and they were charged with possession and possession for sale. Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest issued a reminder to residents that fire restrictions will go into effect starting tomorrow in order to limit the potential for human-caused wildfires. Fire restrictions include limiting open campfires to developed and designated sites, limiting smoking to enclosed vehicles and buildings, as well as prohibiting the use of explosives. Violations can include fines or up to 6 months in jail. Additional restrictions could potentially be put in place as the summer season continues, and for more information on the restrictions, you can contact Six Rivers Forest officials. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has state news.
A bill introduced into the state Senate by Senator Ben Hueso, a Democrat from San Diego, has run into plenty of opposition from city and county leaders across the state. The California State Association of Counties and the California League of Cities, along with the Rural County Representatives of California, have all opposed Senate Bill 649 that would completely strip local and county governments of the ability to negotiate public benefits and regulate where and what equipment telecommunications companies can place on public property. Currently, telecoms must negotiate with local governments when they install any equipment, regardless of size. And as the telecoms move to new 5G equipment, they're pushing to deregulate the process, and opponents argue it will hurt cities and counties financially and give telecoms a free ride on public property without proper public oversight.
Thank you, Dan. Firefighters responded to a report of a small grass fire on the Samoa Dunes last night shortly after 9 o'clock. Fire crews found a small grass fire burning on Old Navy Base Road. The fire burned a few hundred yards of grass before it was contained and extinguished. In southern Humboldt, a small brush fire in the area between Old Bryceland Road and Sproul Creek Road brought down a PG&E pole and cut power to hundreds of customers. Fire crews from Garberville, Redway, and Cal Fire responded to the scene and had the fire contained and extinguished. PG&E crews were sent to repair damaged transmission lines, and there were no injuries reported. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.